You've said that you were opposed to many of the wars. Why do you oppose these wars? Is it just practical aspects, or are there deep moral beliefs that are involved in this? Or are you just a contrary type person?
I don't think I'm a contrary type person. I was raised with a certain fundamental Christian Catholic doctrine, which I think has to be applied to the war, to the world, and peace was a fundamental message of Jesus. He didn't make any rules. He just set an example. He said that we had to be kind to one another and believe in God. Now, there are people who aren't Christians, and particularly in this age, we have the Islamic people who aren't Christians but believe in the God, and as far as we all know, there's only one. I'm sure most of us have certain doubts many times. But based on those fundamental principles that we all are indoctrinated with, we have to apply that message in every way possible, individually and collectively, at home and abroad. But we have to understand that there are people who don't agree with the essentials of American democracy based on what we say is Christianity. This is a diverse world, and we have to respect these people. And charity is part of the Christian philosophy. So we have to be patient, understanding, and we have to be educated, not only in Christianity, but everything else, so that we can apply those principles. And that's what I've tried to do. In medicine, it's probably easier than in any other profession, because our job as physicians and nurses and all the other people in the medical field is to relieve pain. If you find an enemy combatant on the battlefield and bring him in, you treat him the same as you would your own GIs. You have to take this charity and love and apply it to everyone if we are going to survive. We have to oppose war, particularly since almost every war is based on greed and conquest rather than on simply defense of our way of life. A preemptive war is certainly not an example of a necessary war. Korea differs greatly from Vietnam, because we were attacked, and it differs certainly from the current war in Iraq, which was completely planned years before the mission. It was provoked by September 11th of 2001, and that unfortunate incident raised the patriotic fervor in America to a degree unknown since perhaps the Second World War, and garnered support for the administration, even though the object of the war was not clearly defined, and the consequences which we are suffering today were unknown. Simply thought it would be a very brief war. There would be very few Americans killed. The Iraqis would embrace us as wonderful people, and we would add perhaps the 52nd state in the United States, even though it was a fundamentally Islamic nation.